Welcome to another episode of Bear It All. Happy New Year. I feel like I haven't spoken to you guys since 2015. but I hope everyone had a fantastic ushering in of the new year. Hopefully you are working on your goals and not your resolutions, but your goals, because your goals set limits on you. They make demands. They make you really get focused instead of a resolution, which we tend not to put on a time frame versus the goals that we put on a time frame. So hopefully you're working on your goals, you're working towards that, and you're starting to realize that you need to live a life of purpose, okay, and step into your power. That's what we're all about. That's how we ended 2015 on Bear It All with that awesome word from Pastor Brown. And now we're going to open up with someone who just has, I got to tell you guys, she has this amazing, amazing voice. But I am getting off topic, so I want to welcome you. Happy New Year, Happy New Year, Happy New Year. Here at Bear It All, our mission is to empower you to live a life of purpose and step into your power. If you want to reach out to us, our Twitter handle is at RSBearItAll. Facebook is facebook.com/3BearItAll, and our email address is BearItAll3@hotmail.com. To all of our listeners, we thank you so much for your ever-growing support. We thank you for tuning in to us and just being very present and receptive to our guests. And if you are new to Bear It All, we want to welcome you, so sit back, relax, and get ready to bear it all. Now, I just want to let you guys know that thus far, and it's only, what, the sixth day of 2016, And it's just been crazy, crazy busy for me, but not crazy in a bad way, but crazy in a great way. And I also want to share that I'm getting a lot closer to my book being published. And as soon as I have a launch date, I will definitely, definitely share that with you, share how you can access it, all that wonderful stuff. But my 2016 opened up in such an amazing way. And I am ready. Right now I'm in the design phase of the book. So we're designing the cover, the inside, the back cover, and I'm learning a new language. I'm learning the language of publishing, which is almost like a foreign language to me. But I am definitely, definitely learning it. Now, I want to welcome and just bring on this just amazing young lady. She's got such an amazing spirit, and I'm so excited to have her on the show. And ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce Yashe Kodron. And I know I pronounced the last name wrong. Please, Yashe, forgive me and correct me when we get on. Now, I want to, before I bring her on, I want to read her bio to you. And I love a quote, and I definitely want to hear more about her quote. And her quote is, be authentic, be bold, be seen, be heard, and allow space for a little mystery. That sounds really awesome. For almost 2 decades, Yashe is a relationship success strategist, and she has been expertly guiding and mentoring women worldwide in the areas of emotional connections and empowering inner relationships. Her clients refer to her as a sacred lotus woman because through her sacred yet expert, powerful coaching, they see a woman whose soul is ever blossoming and someone who is always leading clients through blossoming into their own greatest lives, being loving, powerful, and supportive relationships within and with others. One of her clients described her this way: there are few out there who will give you her level of engagement, her depth of understanding. It's like she sees you into your soul in a loving, accepting sort of way. And her experience is amazing. She guided me into some uncomfortable places and then moved me through, which in turn healed some really deep wounds. All the while I felt no judgment, only support. Woo! When I came out of the meditation, I no longer had the knot in my stomach that I didn't even realize was there. I had tears of joy running down my face. And instantly, the energetic shift in my life changed. It was astounding. I love this stuff. And that client is, we'll give her a shout-out, Debbie Forrest, who's the director at Forrest House Yoga and yoga teacher training facilitator. As a shamanic minister, energy medicine practitioner, women's sacred juicy empowerment coach, I love that. I can't wait to get you on. I want to know about that juiciness. Women's Sacred Juicy Empowerment Coach and Amazon number one best-selling author. Yashe has guided and supported countless women in transforming their lives and businesses in the areas of right relationships within and with others, health and well-being, and powerfully shifting energies through intention. Yashe, as well as her clients, is living proof that you can create powerful, right relationships that serve you in every area of your life, all while being true to yourself and living the lifestyle of your choice. Her signature Relationship Sacred Lotus Blossoming private program and intensives are making a profound difference in the lives of women all over the world. Yashe's unique approach and practices are helping women everywhere heal from the inside out, create loving and supportive relationships, and thrive in every area of their lives, both personally and professionally. Are you ready to receive deeply transformational, re-evolutionary, and healing support that your soul is craving for? Then I will allow Yashe to give you her contact information, but I am so psyched to get Yashe on air with us. Hi, Yashe. Welcome to Bear It All. How are you?
Hello, Dr. Raquel. You are so amazing. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. Oh, my gosh. I'm so excited to have you here. You just, we were talking behind the scenes, Yashay and I said she has such an amazing voice. She commands you to listen to her, but not in an aggressive sort of tone, like, you better listen to me, I want to break your neck. It's just, she's very relaxed. She's got an amazing vibe, and that commands your attention. And I just love it. So I had to share that with you guys. Now, I do want to give you the call-in number. If you want to call in and you have a question or a comment for Yashay, our call-in number is 347-855-8229. Hit the number 1, and that'll indicate to me that you want to get on air and chat it up with us. Now, Yashay, I love your quote, and I want to know, before I get to the juiciness, I want to know about this quote. Like, what inspired that quote, be authentic, be bold, be seen, be heard, and allow space for a little mystery?
Thank you. I thank you so much for asking about that quote. I have to share with you that that's one of my favorites. to be honest, it goes back to what my mission is currently in this earth walk that I'm in right now. And my mission is to be instrumental in assisting the healing of the relationship between humanity and the divine feminine in a way that leaves us open to acknowledge and receive the divine masculine, so that the divine feminine and the divine masculine truly sit enthroned in unity within us and in the world around us. And so that's my mission right now. And in that mission, I feel like it's tremendously important for feminine beings and the feminine side of humanity, whether you're a man or a woman, but of course there's a greater percentage of femininity within women. But whether you're a man or a woman, I feel it's important for each of us through our femininity in our humanity that we stand in a place of authenticity, that we don't allow anything other than the most soulful part of us to be seen, that we don't allow anything other than our greatest and highest inner integrity to be the propelling force behind what we do in life on a daily basis. You know, that we don't allow any other force or energy in creation or existence to really motivate us other than our divine connection, you know, the connection that we each individually have with Source. And at the same time, what's really important is that when we are in process, like many of us are, many of us awakening women that are listening to this call, you're listening because you're here to change your life, you're here to up-level your life, and you're here to play a bigger game. And you come to these kinds of radio shows for those reasons. And so those of us who are in that kind of a life, we have pockets of time where we're in a transformation, right? And so there are times where we need privacy. It's not that we need to be secretive, but we need privacy. We need to pull the curtain closed every once in a while so that we can either rest or ruminate or steep or stew or marinate or whatever it is, cook in our own juices, you know, so that that process can, when it is unveiled, be something that is glorious and in integrity with our own inner selves, as well as something that comes from the very depth of our soul, so that we can circle back to the beginning of that quote, which is being bold and authentic, you know. And so that mystery is the place where we draw the curtain closed for our privacy. It's really important to allow ourselves that time and space.
Now, a couple of questions that I have. One, I'd like you to speak some more on the divine feminine and divine masculine. And I know you mentioned that men also have a feminine side, but of course women have more of that. Can you just enlighten our audience about this divine feminine and divine masculine?
Absolutely. Thank you for asking that. What a brilliant question. Gosh, you're a great host. So,
thank you.
Yeah. So Source, or the divine, is in essence neither masculine nor feminine, and yet is both masculine and feminine. You know, we can take that in the traditional sense and say that God embodies all, right? So if your divine face is God in a Christian sense, then God creates man and God creates woman. God creates everything, whether it has a masculine or feminine nature, because of that, everything is part of God. And so if you are not Christian and you're more alternative or some other Christo-Judean, path, whatever your spiritual path is, whether you're a shaman or whatever your spiritual path is, whatever source is for you, whatever divine is for you, that source, just like if we were to look at it as the face of God, bodies both masculine and feminine, and so can be called neither masculine nor feminine. However, divinity emanates, or in other words, projects forth different faces in order to touch us in the way that we'll pay attention to. And so when divinity emanates or projects forth itself, it does so in a way that we can relate to. So it's sort of a humanistic form a lot of times, and so we can say, many people refer to the divine as goddess and god, or lord and lady, or, him and her, this kind of thing. And so when we do that, we're personifying what is divine. And in our human personification of what is divine, we categorize that even further by saying male or female. And so as humans, we are obviously either male or female. And within us, within our biology even, we are both masculine and feminine. Our endocrine system includes the two main hormones, which are estrogen and testosterone, both, whether you're a man or a woman. So men embody more testosterone and women embody more estrogen. And so just like the divine, we are both part masculine and part feminine. And so in our biology, so whether we are born in a female body or in a male body, we carry both. And so in the female body, we carry more estrogen, we carry more, our sexual organs, our reproductive organs are arranged in a way that creates our receptivity. And so in men, our sexual organs are arranged in a way that creates the dynamism that men are known for. So the masculine energies, the most prominent masculine energy is dynamism. In other words, being dynamic and forward, and straight arrow coming at you sort of energy. And in the feminine, our female bodies and our female, humanity, our feminine side, is more receptive, a more come hither kind of energy, and I will receive you energy.
Okay. Now, is it possible for a woman or a man to have more of one energy? Meaning, is it possible for a woman to have more of a male energy, and at the same token, is it possible for a man to have more of a female energy? And the reason I ask is this. I have a really good friend of mine, a mentor, who she goes to see a lot of different people, and she went to see someone, and forgive me for not remembering the name, but she went to see someone who was telling her about this same thing, this energy and this divine energy, and the person told her she has more of a masculine energy, and that's why she's always the one taking the lead and taking control of things. And she's an amazing person. This is an amazing friend that I have. But that's not necessarily what my friend wanted, is too much of the male energy. Do you understand? So let me ask the question again, because I went off tangent. And I just want to know, is it possible for a woman to have more male energy? And the same token, is it possible that a male can have more female energy? And then how is that expressed to the public, for lack of a better word?
Thank you. Beautiful, beautiful question. I have like three answers to that. So the first answer short and sweet, is yes. Not only is it possible, but it's extremely common. And so how that happens, so my three answers are about how and why. So how that happens is we have to go back to preconception of each individual. And so the energies that are present, the energies that are at play, let's say, before we are conceived. So for approximately, if I remember my own mentor's teachings correctly, approximately 6 months to 6 weeks or something like this, before we are conceived, those immediate mm-hmm. energies have an effect on us. And not to say that they tell us whether we're going to be masculine or feminine, but they tell us what our tendencies are going to be as we form as humans. And so our tendencies, our habits, our personality traits, our likes and dislikes begin before conception. And how that works is through the vibrations of the mother and the father that create us as humans. Right. And so when those vibrations are present, you know, I want everyone to just take a moment and rub your hands together. Just rub your hands together, your two palms, just rub them together.
Okay.
Yep. And then just very, very slowly and gently pull your hands apart, very slowly. So you feel uh-huh. that boom, 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 that vibration between your hands.
Yeah, I also felt some heat.
Yes. So you're going to feel heat and you're going to feel pulsation. That pulsation is simply a crude evidence of the electromagnetism of humanity, okay? And so we emanate vibration, right? And so that vibration that you're witnessing just by rubbing your hands together, all you did is really amp up the vibration that's already there, okay? And so the vibration that we emanate as humans has a lasting effect. It has an imprint. That's why you can tell if you're highly sensitive, if you walk into a room that someone was just in, you can feel that. You know, when someone walks into a room behind you, even though you didn't hear them, you can feel that because our human bodies emanate an electromagnetism, okay? And so those vibrations leave a lasting impression. And so I'm going to go with 6 weeks. So let's say 6 weeks before your conception, whatever your mother and father are engaging in their lives for those 6 weeks, carry that imprint into the material, so the sperm and the egg, that creates you. And so that imprint is part of you now. It's part of who uh-huh. you are going to be. And so that's the beginning place of tendencies, behaviors, personality traits, likes and dislikes, et cetera. And so so the experience that you're speaking into with your friend and many of us, you know, where we have a greater tendency towards being very masculine and dynamic in the world can possibly come from that place. It can also come from the cultivation of our personalities after we're born. You know, or during the gestation period while we're in our mother's womb. You know, the embryonic fluid of the mother transmits the energies of the world around her very quickly and easily to you. So you know how mm-hmm. water is a carrier for electricity? It's the same thing mm-hmm. for electromagnetic energies, right? And so that embryonic fluid, you know, vibrates those energies from the world around her and from her emotional body and from her physical body to you as the embryo. And so all of us, you know, so before we even have a choice, we're already being conditioned. We're already being uh-huh. programmed. We're already being created. And so that's part of what's going on possibly with your friend. Another example, another thing that's happening is that in our world, the human evolution that's occurring right now is that we are moving toward a more androgynous state of being that is less possessive and more loving. And so what I mean by more androgynous is to where it's more and more difficult to see the line between masculine and feminine because we're embracing unity more prevalently. You know, this is more of the primary force that's driving us as the next humans begin to evolve. If you see children, a lot of children now kind of look like they could be male or female, you know, and uh-huh. it's interesting to see that happening. This isn't the case for every child, but it is more and more common that you see more children coming into the world where they have these features that are both masculine and feminine, you know, traditionally masculine, traditionally feminine. And it's because uh-huh. our world is coming more into a place of accepting that both are equal in importance. While the masculine and the feminine carry different, functional traits, the mm-hmm. importance of masculine and feminine are equal. You know, our human evolution has gone through centuries of matriarchal abuse and then followed by centuries of patriarchal abuse, and now we're in that place of coming into center. So it's like if you think of a pendulum that swings from one side all the way to the other side before it rests in the middle. That's where we are. We're coming to that place in the human evolution where we're resting in the middle. So what some people react to is, oh, my gosh, I don't want to start, you know, women start looking like men and men start looking like women.
Right.
You know, some people will have resistance to the idea about that. But I don't think that we need to be afraid of that. I believe that masculinity is always going to be masculinity. However, I think that there's a softening of masculinity, and I think that it's required. And I think that there's, a sort of electrification that's happening to the feminine, and I think that that's required, you know. So where there's not going to be as much room for oppression or abuse or victimization, you know, when we come more readily to the place of, yes, masculine and feminine are both important.
Oh, okay.
Those are two out of my three answers.
Well, let's hear the third.
Excellent. So, you know, you can get me to, I will never stop talking if you let me go. So the third thing about your friend and her masculine traits and, the importance of this is that, you know, it all comes into our relationship with ourselves. And this is the backbone of the work that I do with clients in my private mm-hmm. programs, private coaching and healing programs, as well as the group classes that I teach, the teleclasses that I share, et cetera. And so our relationships with ourselves, it's really tremendously important. If we want to do anything with our energy, if we want to create things, if we want to move forward, if we want to have happiness, if we want to have joy, if we want to have fulfillment and success, it's really important that we're in right relationship with ourselves. And this is an ongoing process. It isn't something that you do one day and then you're done. And then you never do it again.
Right.
That's like saying, you know, I cleaned my house, so I don't ever have to do it again. So even if you don't live in the house, there's going to be dust collecting and, you know, animals will
right.
come in and make nests. And so, it's a continual process. However, getting to that initial place of discovering how to be in right relationship is tremendously important. And it's something that very few of us pay attention to right now, but it's tremendously necessary. So that that place of right relationship happens like this. We have higher selves and we have lower selves. So we could say that our higher selves are the ones that are more readily in tune to source or God or goddess or whatever our divine power is, that higher power. And
mm-hmm.
our lower selves are the ones that are wounded, that have resistance to the things that we've experienced in our lives and don't want to experience things again, or that we have or are holding fear and those kinds of patterns. And so we are made up of all of those selves, higher selves and lower selves. Our everyday consciousness is the us that we refer to. So it's the Raquel that we refer to. It's the Yeshe that we refer to. It's the Sue, it's the Bob, it's the Jane, it's the Joe. You know, and so that's our everyday consciousness. So we'll just call that, our regular consciousness. So our consciousness is connected, is tied in, is inseparable from both our higher selves and our lower selves. And what comes through and starts running the show or is in the driver's seat just depends on what we give most attention to, what is able to hold most of our energy and most of our attention. And so with our lower selves, our wounded selves, when we're acting out, when we're behaving in a way that we actually don't want to behave in, you know how
mm-hmm.
you'll have that thing that you do, like for me in my history, it was getting into bad relationships, you know, getting into, oh my God, how am I in this relationship again? You know, how am I in this place again where I'm in this relationship that I don't want to be in? You know, here are the warning signs. Why didn't I see them? Why didn't I pay attention to them? So that's because my lower selves were running the show. My lower selves took the driver's seat. Yeah. Right? And so you can do healing of all kinds. I did all kinds of healing around my fatherhood issues, around my masculine issues. And it took years for me to discover that I wasn't getting into the root issue, which is addressing my own self, addressing me, you know? And
uh-huh.
so those wounded selves, without having my attention and love, they run amok. So if you can imagine, let's say all of our different inner personalities are like monkeys. Imagine if you put five monkeys, and trust me, we have far more than five. Let's just say five. Okay? Let's say you put five monkeys in a car with a set of keys. Okay?
Mm.
Now, I don't know about you, but that's not something that I want to do, okay? So what,
exactly.
You know, our wounded selves are like monkeys. Our wounded selves are all going to fight for attention. They're each going to scramble around and press buttons and open and close doors and turn the car on and off and push the gas pedal and all doing all kinds of stuff at inappropriate times, right? So if you take that analogy and translate to yourself, think about the time that you last acted out, where you did something that you did, you couldn't believe you just did. You said something that you can't believe you just said, or that you didn't want to do or that you didn't want to say, or you found yourself painted into a corner again. So that's because your wounded selves, your monkeys, have stolen the keys to your car. Okay? And they're doing all this crazy stuff. Right? So what we want to do...
I see it in my head.
Yeah. So what we want to do is that we want the conscious self, the regular consciousness, or the higher self, preferably the higher self, to be in that driver's seat at all times, okay? So in order for that to happen, we have to know what the monkeys actually want, what they actually need. Are they acting out because they're hungry? You know, what is it they need to be fed? Maybe they just want to be held. Maybe they just want to be heard. Maybe they just want to be seen. Maybe they just want you to do that one thing that you've been promising yourself that you've been doing and you haven't done it yet. Maybe they just want you to let go of some hurt that you have from the past. Whatever it is, it's truly imperative and vital to success in any area of our lives, in all areas of our lives, whether we're running the business of our lives or running our life's greatest business. We need to be in that place where we are in right relationship, and right relationship means that you have a working and functional relationship with every single one of your monkeys. And so if your friend is experiencing being in the masculine more often than she would like to be, and it feels uncomfortable for her and it feels unsafe for her, it means that her monkeys are telling her, we need some attention and some love from you. We need to be in right relationship with each other, and we need it now.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think that's what the person that she went to see told her, but not using monkeys. But just talking
sure.
to her and saying, there's a part of you that needs some healing, is what she was told. Now, I have a question. I'm hearing about mm-hmm. the higher self, the lower self, and you mentioned, you know, the conscious self, sometimes you want that to take over. If not, you want the higher self. So mm-hmm. is the conscious self like the middle self?
You know, in my analogy, it is. You know, I won't go into the psychological terms because I can't tell you that I'm 100% clear on them. My education comes from 20 years of doing hands-on healing with people as well as coaching and, you know, leading people into the right relationships with themselves. I've also been studying, I've been a studying and practicing spiritualist for, you know, most of my life since I was 6 at least. You know, and so what I mean by that is that I've always been drawn to discovering our relationship with the divine, humanity's relationship with the divine, what it means for us, how important it is, how to use it, you know, what's the right way to be in relationship. And, you know, I say what right in quotes, but, you know, what the most effective way is to be in relationship with source, et cetera, like that. You know, and one important thing about that I've discovered that I want to share as one of my best tips is that when you consider your relationship with divine or your spiritual path or your religion, consider that religion, spirituality, and source are not meant to fit into your life. You are meant to fit into it. Your life is meant to fit into it, okay? And so that's a really important thing that I think many of us tend to overlook. We're not trying to squeeze spirituality into our lives. What we want to do is allow the openings that spirituality already has made for us to be open on our side as well, so that we can see that we are in a spiritual experience. We are the spiritual experience. We're just in a human body having it.
Yeah. Okay. I get that. And I'm here thinking, let me get this. My pastor always says this thing, and I'm drawing a blank. It'll come to me. It will.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
that is, wow. We are spiritual beings having a human experience.
Yeah.
That's what he says.
Yes, yes,
so
yes. I've
that,
heard
that.
Yes.
That connects. Yeah, that connects with what you're saying. That's
yes.
an interesting take. I like that.
Yeah.
Now,
and
when
I
want to
invite the audience. If
okay.
we can have a moment for the audience to just take a deep breath and take that in. And let's you and I breathe, too. Let's have a deep breath in through our nose and exhale through the mouth. Just allow that to flow throughout your being, your mental being, your emotional being, and even your physical being. And maybe let's have one more deep breath just like that, in through the nose and out through the mouth. Perfect. Thank you.
Wow. Girl, don't come up in here and relax me and I fall asleep on the show. So you got to take off. I see what you're trying to do. You're like, all right, let me just relax her to the point where she's not off a bit. No, I got this. I got this.
It's how I do, girl. It's how I do.
I see how you take over stuff. I got you. I figured it out, so I ain't inhaling and exhaling anymore. As a matter of fact, I'm not even breathing now. Now I'm going to pass out for real, right? Wow. I tell you. You said something really interesting. Your number three was relationship with self, and explain how to get in right relationship. What if folks don't know? Because some folks just don't know, how do I get into a right relationship with me? What does that mean? And you also said something about the curtain and closing the curtain sometimes to spend time with you. And enough people don't do that. How can we get more, since you and I both focus on women, how can we get more women to focus on themselves? Like, pull that curtain back. Close out.
Yeah.
Get in right relationship with you. How do we do that? Because for me, that's the only way you get to present your authentic self, is if you know you and you know who you are. And you're not going to know the who you are down the line, but you know who you are right here and right now, because we're ever changing and ever evolving. So how do we get folks to see who they are? I mean, do they have to own up to some stuff? Because I know you did mention that. You know, why am I always in this relationship? We've all been there. And it's about, okay, now, why? It's not the person. At some point, we have to stop blaming the person in the relationship and say, well, why do I keep choosing this person or this type of person?
Yeah.
So how can we get these women to do this?
I have three answers to that as well. So
I'm going to play some numbers for you.
Right.
Three.
So
my
first answer is the long answer to that is we need to be in a one-on-one relationship with a mentor at all times. And, what I mean by answering that in the long version is that I would need to be in session with each person who was interested in achieving this for herself. And so, like I said, this is the backbone of my private work with my clients and teleclasses and group coaching programs, et cetera, is helping women get into right relationship with themselves and to know how to do that on a consistent basis. Because as you said, like we were discussing earlier, it isn't something that we do once and then we're done. It's something that and it also isn't something that, oh, I'll find out later who I am. I'll go find myself later. No, find yourself now, because if you don't, there won't be a later for you to find yourself in.
Mm.
And so that's what's important. So I think how we get women to do this, that's one way, is by making sure that we consistently encourage our sisters to be in relationship with mentors all the time.
Mm-hmm.
The other way, and I have a process that walks women through how to discover the right mentor for themselves, because we also don't want to continue the loop of getting into a situation where we're victimized. I went through a situation where after I cleared all this incredible stuff and went through all this incredible epic healing around you know, my past relationships with men and my ex-husband, et cetera, I found myself in a place where I magnetized to myself a dance instructor that was verbally abusive, you know, and then I had a boss who was abusive emotionally through withholding. And I want to make this very clear. Here's another one of my best tips. Withholding is another form of emotional abuse. Let's call it what it is. Withholding is another form of emotional abuse. Really want us to hear that as women. Okay. So, you know, in along my path, those experiences happened for me. And, again, getting into right relationship was important. So a second way that I believe that we can help our sisters get into right relationships with themselves is I have a gift for your audience. So anyone who's listening today can receive that gift, and you can let me know when it's the good time to share the link where they can pick up that gift. And so that gift is a process that it starts you off onto the path of what I call temple tendering. And so our bodies, our self, our entire self is our temple, not just your body, but your emotional self, your mental self, your whole sense. You are your temple. And so in order to get ready for the kind of deep healing that creates irreversible transformation from which we can experience success from within, we really need to have our temple set up and ready for us to go into that deep healing. So in other words, we need to strengthen our temple. And so to strengthen our temple, we first need to get tender. And so temple tenderizing is the process through which we can get tender and discover ourselves, discover what works for us to come back to center when we're feeling off center. And so this gift that I'm sharing with your audience today is a process on how to discover their best ways of temple tendering. And so it's just the very first step on the path to some really deep and powerful healing. And so that's the second answer. Yeah. And the third answer is for us to gather and to talk. Just like you're doing with your shows, for us to get together someplace online, in person, whatever it is. You know, I also have a Facebook group that I offer to women, and there's no advertising in this group. It's simply a place for feminine beings to get together and be feminine. But, you know, there's places in the world where we can do this with each other. Just get together and talk. Talk about what's going on you for real, because when we talk about what's going on for us for real, and we're in our tribe, and I do have a process. I have a process for everything, Raquel.
I love it though.
Yes,
I love it. It keeps you focused.
Thank you. I have a process covering their tribal pillars, and your tribal pillar, P-I-L-L-A-R, your tribal pillars are those people in your life that are your real tribe, those people in your life that are going to see you for you, who already love you, who are already available to support you, who already get you and already understand where you're going in your healing and where you want to be in your life. And they already are equipped to encourage you where you are now and all the way along the way to who you want to be. And your tribal pillars will change. And this is also part of your sacred temple as you. So it's your community. And so it's important for us as women to gather in sacred community and just talk, you know, and just say to each other, I see you, sister. I see you.
Now, can I chime in on this gathering and talking? Can I add a disclaimer?
Please.
I'm not trying to mess up your foot. She ain't say gossip. Okay? She didn't say get on there and talk about your girlfriends, and we don't want to hear that because that's not what we're about. See, when you're grown and you're an adult, you put away those things. This is not what her group is about. So if you want to get out there and put somebody on blast, please don't do that. It's not about that. It's for real women who need some guidance, who may sometimes just need to say, hey, I'm having a bad day today. And feel no judgment for it.
Yeah.
You know, don't get on there and say, oh, well, why? You shouldn't be having a bad day. Why not? Women should become a robot instead of a human being.
Right.
We're entitled. We just don't have to stay there. That's the key. It's not, you should never have a bad day. We all have them. We have challenging days. The key is not to stay.
So don't get on this on her Facebook group and talk about, oh, other people. We're not talking gossip.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking building, empowering, encouraging.
Mm-hmm.
Encourage people. Okay,
yeah.
Sorry, I had to throw that out there because some people are going to think, okay, fine, get on and talk about Becky.
I'm thrilled that you mentioned that because there's a great importance in witnessing one another, and this is what we're speaking into. What you're saying is what I call witnessing. And the healing power of witnessing is what creates change. We don't need to fix our girlfriends. We don't need to. They don't need fixing.
Mm-hmm.
We are all already whole. I want to say this again. Huge bonus tip number 3, which is one of my favorite things to share with my private clients. I want you all to hear this, okay? So let's all take a deep breath in through the nose and exhale. I want you to hear this. You are already whole, okay? We support each other because we are evolving humans. And in our personal evolution, we need each other. We need to witness one another. We need to see one another. And yes, we sometimes need to call one another out, but we don't do that in a public forum. We do that in private, a way that is loving. We come from a place of love. We come from a place of love and we say, sister, I want to share with you what I see. I see your wounded self acting out, and I just want you to know that I see you, and it's okay, but I want you to know that it's happening. I want you to see it, okay? And everything that you're doing is okay. I just want you to know that I see it. You know?
So,
and that way that sister can make a choice as to whether she wants to continue with her wounded behavior or whether she wants to change behavior.
Uh-huh.
Because no, this is wrong. It's not wrong to continue with wounded behavior. It's okay.
Uh-huh.
You can do that. But I guarantee you something. If you want success and happiness and joy and peace in your life, it will not happen through your wounded behavior. Okay. So we all have a choice.
I like that.
Thank you. We all are already whole, and so it's always up to us.
Then I have a question, Yashay. So you mean to tell me that Tom Cruise movie, Jerry Maguire, when he walks in and whatnot and says, "You complete me," that's not true?
I'll tell you why that is both true and not true at the same time. Why it is true is that we are mirrors for one another. If we didn't need one another, we would simply be one person on one planet, right? And it just isn't that way.
Boring.
We're all here together, you know, and the reason why we're all here together is because we need each other. This is why it's so important to discover who your tribal pillars truly are, because if you're hanging out with the wrong tribe, you will not experience the reflection of your wholeness. You will not experience the message from your tribe who already love you that reminds you to love yourself. So when he says, "You complete me," he's looking in the mirror. Okay, Renee Zellweger in that movie is his mirror, and she is mirroring to him that love that he is feeling for himself. And so when you are with your tribal pillars, when you are with your tribal brothers and sisters, when you're in your tribe, you can walk up to any one of them and say, "You complete me," and it's true because you're looking in the mirror and you're loving yourself. And what they are doing is they're being a loving mirror for you. And so that's why it can be said that, yes, it is true. We complete one another. Why it's not true is actually the same analogy. It's because that person that you're looking at, that you're seeing love in, that you're feeling whole with, is a mirror. You're already whole. You already love. You're already complete.
Yes, ma'am.
So it's simply a reflection.
I love that. Now, I neglected to say congratulations to you on being an Amazon number one best-selling author, and you neglected to tell me the name of your book. You got to kind of, you know, give us that information, but hold on, just remember that. You got to give us the book title. And before I forget, I still want to hear about this Women's Sacred Juicy Empowerment Coach, like, where did that come from? What's the juiciness in it?
I love it. I love it. I so love you. You are so good. So where that title comes from is actually it comes from my clients, and it comes from the work that we've been doing. I started noticing, you know, as a coach and as a healer, you know, it's imperative that we look back at who we're serving and the patterns that arise through our service. And so as I was looking back one day, I realized, wow, you know, there's a lot of women that I'm serving where what we're bringing forward is their own sacredness and their own juiciness, you know. And so in other words, their own femininity that is their own, the power of their own femininity, you know. And so the power of femininity is juicy. You know, the power of woman is not something that's dry. The power of woman is moist and juicy and succulent. You know, we're soft beings. You know, the feminine is soft. Yes. And as we talked about, men have this quality too. They usually have less of it than women do. And so with women, it's in our bodies. It's in our fluidness. It's in our natural way of movement, the way our hips are swaying. You know, if you think about Maya Angelou's poem, the sway of my hips, curve of my back, okay? So, you know, our womanliness, our femininity, whether you are thin and wiry or whether you are voluptuous, you have some fluidity within your feminine being, yeah? And so the juiciness that's just in our bodies, it also is echoed in our emotional beings, in our emotional body. It's also echoed in our mental body. Our emotions are fluid. They change without warning. They are fluid, and we express it without warning. We have, you know, that saying that it's a woman's prerogative to change her mind. Well, it is,
right.
And it's because our femininity carries that fluidity throughout our different bodies, our physical body, emotional body, mental body, spiritual body. You know, so all of our bodies have that feminine fluidity, and it's all very juicy and watery and flowy and succulent, you know. It's that thing.
I feel like a piece of steak right now. Somebody's sticking me with a knife or a fork, and there's a lot of juice in that. Wow, I love it.
You know, it's true.
I really do. Mm-hmm. I love it. I've got a question here on Facebook coming in, and the person starts off, no disrespect, but wait, let me try to make sense of it. Most men think that women who are about empowering women are men haters. Do you find that in your practice? Is their question. Do you find that?
I love this question. The answer is no, and I want to talk about why. It's because in my epic healing journey to become the person, the woman that I am today, along the way, I have cleared away my inner relationships with my wounded selves that label me as a man hater, that label me as someone who disrespects men, that labels me as anything that has anything to do with men not being equal to women. Remember how I talked about we have gone through thousands of years of matriarchal abuse, and so in other words, the woman being on top in an abusive way. And we have gone through thousands of years of patriarchal abuse, which is the man on top in an abusive way. Okay, and so both anything that carries from the energy of abuse is not okay, because in essence, where that comes from is self-hate. And we can draw the line all the way back, but what we will discover is any person who believes in man-hating is actually hating themselves in some corner of their inner self. And so for me, how I got to the point where I do not manifest men who have that judgment of me is that I cleared away that flavor of self-hate within myself. So I simply do not attract that type of man into my world.
I like that. You know, the other day, it's so funny, I was speaking with one of the team members from my publishing company, and I have to share this because the name of the show is Bear It All, so I can't be withholding. Now, he looked at the name of my company, which is Sisters Feet, and realized and also saw in my bio that I have a show, a talk show, and it's called Bear It All. And he equated that. He phrased his question in such a way, basically what he was asking me is, am I a man-hater and is that what I promote?
Right.
And, you know, I didn't get upset. I'm just like, okay, I mean, the sisters speak, I would think it's just girls talking. But okay, however you see it, let's do this. I was like, no. Let me just give you the short version. I don't need to expound on it too much. It was, no, it's not about man-hating. It's about empowering, inspiring, and encouraging women to love themselves and to
live
an awesome and amazing life and to know that self-love is not selfish. But if I can't love me first, I can't love anybody else. Now, that doesn't just apply to women. That applies to men. And he was like, oh, okay. I was like, yeah, let me school you, little brother. Let me school you on what Sisters Speak is and what Bear It All is and, in essence, who I am. Not a man-hater.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
And
but
so
you
spoke, yes, ma'am. Thank you for educating this brother of ours, because here's the truth of exactly what you just said. This is an era,
of education for our planet. You know, those of us who are seeking to empower, whether it's empower ourselves, whether it's empowering our sisters or empowering our brothers, what's required is education and patience. We need to be patient with the people who don't understand. And so just like you educated that young man, we need to continue educating ourselves, obviously, first. And so it's just like, you know, let me not interrupt myself. So we need to educate ourselves. We need to educate one another, our tribe. We need to educate the onlookers. Okay, and so here's the thing, too. The reality of the world is that there are men out there who are man-haters themselves, and so will assume that other people are also man-haters. And so the way that you can help that person is through education, just like you did. You know, and so this is the second part of the answer to that question that came through on Facebook, which is that, you know, do those kinds of men come into my world? Maybe they do. I don't get comments from those kinds of men because my focus is on educating. You know, that's an important part of what I do. Is my free gifts are primarily about educating, whether it's educating you about yourself or educating the world about what I do, or educating the world about itself, whatever it is. You know, I'm really an advocate for education. So, you know, that's the second answer to that. And I salute you for taking the time to educate. And the important thing about education, too, is that that comes from a place of self-love, believe it or not. Do you love yourself enough to let this other person see you truly? And so for you to allow this man to see your company and everything that you're standing for in the true glory that it is, you need to educate him, and you need to love yourself in order to be willing to do that education.
Yeah, and I wasn't aggressive or abrasive. I just found it interesting because no one's ever asked me that before. I'm like, wow. I'm like, okay, no. Let me just answer no first so there's no miscommunication, and then I will give you the reasoning. You know, because you might say, well, and he can no, the answer is no. And now let me tell you what my company is about.
Yeah.
So,
and I feel the need to clarify something around that question from Facebook. First of all, I so love you, girlfriend. You are on point. But to be clear about the answers to the question that came through on Facebook is that when we're experiencing those things in an overwhelming sense to an overwhelming degree. So in other words, if every other man that I talk to labels me as a man-hater and I'm getting all kinds of, you know, negative energy from all kinds of men who are thinking that I'm a man-hater, then it's a time to go within and discover that part of myself that I'm hating. If it's one of those things where it's, oh, someone misunderstood, you know, and it's happening every once in a great while, you know, that doesn't sound like it's a problem to me. It's only when it becomes a problem that we need to stop and look within and see, okay, what part of myself, so, and this is the other way that mirrors work for us. So what part of myself
is doing fill in the blank of what the other person says they see in you.
Wow.
So it's always about us having a relationship with ourselves. And so our failure or success always comes from within, always.
Right. Absolutely. Wow, I love it. Now, I do, in the time that we have, I want you to, I want my listeners to be able to get the gift. I am going to have you back on this show because you give gifts and because you've got a really great, I had to throw that out there first. Let me just say, you're a great, wonderful person. You actually give gifts. But I want to have you back on because I could sit here and, you know, most people say, oh, you're such a great and amazing person. Yeah, I said that. And you give gifts. My listeners are going to totally enjoy and use this gift, right? I know you're all shaking your head, yes. Okay. But exactly. Having you back on, just because you bring a breath of fresh air, a different perspective. And as I said, you say it in such a manner that requires people to listen. You don't speak above their heads. It's really great. I definitely am going to, I'm going to tell you right now, join your Facebook group. When you see me, don't say no and decline me because I'm a stalker. I find people. That's what I do. I had a friend tell me one time, totally off topic. He was like, you would be a really good private investigator. I was like, yeah, I know. I would. I'll find you. But in the time that we do have, I want you to give our listeners your contact information. Please tell me the name of your book that you were Amazon number one best-selling author, because that's where I'm going when my book comes out. That's my plan. Yeah. I already have it on my vision board, so. I'm loving
it. Yes, you are. I see it with you, sister. So the book is a co-authored book, and it's called Empowered Women of Social Media.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. And, it's my first experience at co-authoring, and it really helped me understand that what I have within me really needs to be in my own book. And so I, too, have plans for a book.
Awesome.
Yes. And so I will, so the book, The Empowered Women of Social Media, you'll see all kinds of stories from all kinds of women. And it really is an empowering book if you want to check it out on Amazon. My story is one of many. And it's an interesting way that that book came about, and I don't know that we have a whole lot of time to talk about my personal experience with it, but know that this was an extraordinary first experience for me, and I'm really glad to have had this experience because it included a lot of lessons and awarenesses for me to chew on and to walk away with and to be blessed by. And so that's the book. My Facebook group is Facebook, it's just www.facebook.com/groups/ feminine with a capital F, community with a capital C. So it's feminine community group on Facebook. And so you'll see that there are a very small number of women currently there. This is because I have hand-selected every woman that is in there thus far, or the woman that is in there thus far has been hand-selected by one of the women that I hand-selected, and so on and so forth. So we are not, I'll say one more thing about this group is that I was called to create this group as a corner for us to draw the curtain. It's that place of mystery that only feminine beings, and right now I am accepting women. That is not to say that I'm excluding men. What that is saying is that this is the time for us women to draw the curtains and to allow privacy for those things that are raw and tender in us right now, whether it's something that we're joyful about or something that we're scared of. But whatever it is, it's a place for us women to go and just be feminine. Just be feminine. That's all that is required of you in this group. There is no advertising happening in that group right now, and I don't know that there ever will be. I, as much as I would love to, am not even promoting any of my offers, not even my free gifts on that group right now, because I've been led by my guide to not do that at this time. Okay.
Okay.
So it's just a place for us to go and be feminine. And so the gift that I want to share with you all is something that I think you'll enjoy. And again, it's temple tendering clay sheets that will draw forth from you your best self-healing practices. And you can write this down. It's at http://BeAsInBoy, IAsInIgloo, TAsInTom.L/Larry, Y as in Yes/Bear-It-All-Gift. So it,
oh.
You read it out. Yes. So if you read it out, it's going to say, it's going to go to bit.ly/BearItAllGift. Okay.
Awesome.
So I'll read it one more time. Yeah. One more time, just so people get it. http://bit.ly/bear-it-all-gift. Okay. And I want to just let you all know that I do pretty much everything through the guidance of my divine team. And I was guided today to share this with you, and it's not something that I had packaged up pretty. And so I gave it to my team today, and I said, I'm going to be on this radio show tonight. Here, please package this up in a way that people can get to it. So I want to let you know, if you have trouble getting your gift, please, please, please don't hesitate to contact me. You can find me on Facebook at yeshechodron.hs, H as in healing spirit. You can also find my public page on Facebook as Facebook/dancingwithhealingspirit. Okay, and it's all one word, so it's Dancing with Healing Spirit. Okay, and
now, that's the other thing I wanted to ask you about.
Yeah. Mhm. I do want to share my email address too.
Yeah, it's Yes. I can give them. I think I've got it right. Yes, Jay. That's Y-E-S-H-E. Tell me about this Dancing with Healing Spirit. Every time I see your beautiful pictures, by the way, you've got this amazing dance move that you've got going on with the scarf. And I'm like, I want to dance with a scarf.
I would love to share about that. Absolutely. One of my favorite hobbies is an interest is belly dancing. And I actually had a belly dance studio for a while, and I was teaching belly dance for a while. I've been belly dancing, it's going to be 10 years soon, I don't know. And I have performed in many shows. I have not performed very widely or very much because I discovered that this is something that actually is more for me. It's actually more for my spiritual well-being. It's more for my personal physical well-being and my emotional well-being. And sometimes I want to share it and be on stage with it, and most times I really just don't. I just, you know, I do it for myself in my yoga room at home, and I do it for myself in between clients, you know, and when I'm talking on the phone all day. And, you know, you need that in between. You need something in between to sustain your emotions and your mentality. So I do belly dance. I just put on a song, and I do some belly dance. And it's my way of keeping my body fluid and feminine and also lifted and, you know, in shape. You know, I'm
and
not going to say I'm a skinny dude because I'm a curvy girl, but I am in, I believe I'm in really good shape. So the name actually came from the days when I owned that belly dance studio. It once upon a time was Tara's Booth, and now I changed it to Dancing with Healing Spirit because I realized that how I serve people is really through the spiritual side. You know, I am a shamanic minister twice over, and, you know, it's something that is really important to me. I'm one that I was born with the gene of, you know, desiring that connection with be prevalent and first and foremost up front in my life, you know. So for me, the healing spirit that we each hold within us is the most important aspect of our humanity. I'm sure that can be argued by everyone, you know, but for me, and how I serve in the world and how I live my life is through the Healing Spirit. And so I know that the Healing Spirit changes things in our lives from time to time. Our lives are not just like, you know, one point on a line. Our lives are undulating and flowing. You know, our lives change again and again and again, whether we want it to or not. It happens.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I love it. It was such a pleasure to have you on Bear It All.
Thank you so much.
So when is your book going to come out? Your book, your personal, yours and yours alone.
Thank you. Thank you for asking. There are two that are stirring within me right now. And so I don't have currently today a date. So I've started on one of them, but we'll see how it progresses. And my answer to that is it's when Spirit says it's ready.
Okay. I got you. I definitely understand that.
I would like to have a date for you. And at the top of my head right now, I would say the end of this year. However, I don't know what month or date or anything like that. But if anyone who would like to be on my email list, you'll get emails from me that share my musings, that share my tips, my bonuses, my free. I give a lot of free gifts, and I like to do it a lot. So you'll get free stuff. You'll get blah, blah, blah. So anyone who wants to be on my email list, feel free to sign up for that gift, which we gave the link to, the Bitly link, and you can also email me if that link is, if you're having trouble with that link or receiving your free gift, email me at yeshe@dancingwithhealingspirit.com, and like Raquel said, it's yeshe@dancingwithhealingspirit.com.
Fantastic.
And so you'll find out.
Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. It's been a joy.
Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. You are such a gracious host. Oh, your questions are prompting. I'm loving this conversation. And I'm more than happy to come back on. I'd love to.
Oh, fantastic. We will definitely, definitely have you on. But aside from that, I told you I'm going to stalk you now. This is fantastic stuff here. I love it.
I don't think I'm that hard to find.
You're not for me. I got your number. The only thing I can get you address. I mean, come on.
I love it.
But thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule. Thank you for just handing your team this information to get our listeners involved and active in their life and giving them something to go on, you know, because we sit down and most people sit down and they'll talk, but they won't say, here's how to get started. You know, they won't do that. Now, I think we may have a caller, but if you are on the line and you want to get on with us before we wrap up, please hit the number 1. And that'll indicate that you want to chit-chat with us for a little bit. Or I can just, you know, put you on the spot and grab you and take you with us. And now force you to say something. This,
put him on the spot.
I'm one for doing that. I will. Hi, welcome to Bear It All.
All right, good evening. So you're just going to put me on the spot.
Yes, we are, because I know you wanted to hit the number 1, but you were a little slow and I was a lot faster with my finger, so I got you there. There you go.
Quicker on the draw. Well, I see here you're talking, I missed the solution, by the way. You're talking about relationship success strategies here, and I was just on a show, and it was talking about entitlements. What is a person entitled to? So I would say, do unto the other person what you want done to you. I think that's one of the best strategies for a relationship. If you want a person to ask you out, then you ask a person out. If you want someone to pay for a date for you, then, of course, you pay for a date for someone. If you want someone to talk about interesting things, then you talk about interesting things. I think that's a very good prescription for successful relationships. If a person is willing to give the same thing they want to receive, what do you think about that?
I absolutely love your question, my brother. What is your name, please? Or a name
well,
that we may call you?
I'm Mr. Solution.
Mr. Solution. Okay. So my answer to that is I agree with what you say, and where we get into difficulty is exactly where you said, if a person is willing to. And so how we solve the problem of if a person is willing to is by being in right relationship with ourselves, because we are not in a place right now on our earth, on this planet, to where, you know, it's easy for us to see, as Dr. Raquel mentioned earlier in the conversation, it's not easy for us to see that self-love and self-care and self-acceptance are okay. We've been taught that they're not okay by the world around us. And so being in right relationship is the answer to if a person is willing to. So if both parties are in right relationship, then the willingness isn't even a question. Then the thing that we believe that we're entitled to, we will have, whether it's something that we attain ourselves or through relationship with another person. But we will have everything that we desire and everything that we think that we require when we're in right relationship, and it can come through a date, or it can come through a job, or it can come through someplace else, or it can come from within. You know, but those things are not even a problem anymore when we start with being in right relationship with ourselves.
Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can better now.
Okay.
Yes, I heard what you said. You talk about a person being in a right relationship with themselves.
Yes, sir.
Well, you know what? That's fine to say, but I think what it's kind of a work in progress, and I think what helps a person get in the right relationship is sometimes just opening up to a basic thing like communication. And, for example, I know here in America, let me just be very candid, in the short time we seem to have here, is that relationships are at an all-time low. There are more single people in America since 2010 than there are married people. And that is a first in U.S. history. And that's happening for a reason, because communication has broken down between men and women for the large part. And there's a war going on between men and women. And I'm a relationship troubleshooter. And I encourage women to start the peace negotiations. Just start talking to men. Say hi. Just random men that you see out in public. And I'm obviously not saying go down a dark alley unless you really want excitement. But just start talking to men. And this is something that not enough women do.
I want to respond to that, if I might, my dear, by suggesting that my work is not centered around reaching to the other person for anything. My work is centered on beginning within the self, because everything that we want, everything that we desire and require, begins within the self and emanates naturally and organically outward. There are women who, yes, you know, I hesitate to agree with you in saying that women don't speak up enough. I don't think that I want to agree with that, to be honest, and please excuse me if that's rude. But my reason for disagreeing with that is that there are some women whose natural way of being isn't about going forward, isn't about that masculine dynamism. You know, there's some women whose natural mode of being is about drawing in and being magnetizing and attracting. And for a woman whose natural mode is magnetizing and being attracting in, you know, for her to step out of her comfort zone, her natural way of being, in order to reach out for a goal, doesn't feel, it's something that will throw her off balance. Let me ask you a question,
and I hear what you're saying, but at the same time,
Before you do, let me finish my analogy. Let me share my analogy. So one of my other favorite things to say, my bonus tip number 4 here on this call, is that when we reach
for something, it throws us off balance. However, when we stretch and expand and grow into something, that's when we truly succeed. That has to happen from the middle, has to happen from the central point, which is you. And so for my advice for any woman who's desiring to be with a new kind of man is to first get comfortable with herself and understand who she is. You know that phrase, know thyself? That is the first step of any spiritual path, is to know thyself. We must each know ourselves, and in order to do that, we have to be willing to take a look at the wounded selves just as much as the higher selves, and we have to be willing to understand that we carry all of those different types of selves within us, and to be willing to have a relationship with each one of those selves within us before we can even begin to hope to understand the world around us. And that is my truth as I know it in the 20 years plus that I have been helping people in this area.
Right. Well, had you finished?
Yes, sir. Thank you for asking.
Well, I hear what you're saying, but at the same time, communication is about sharing and both people hearing. Look, right now, I'm saying to you in the 21st century, as a man, as a mm-hmm. quality man, I would like to see more women, personally, see more women participating in opening conversations with men. Now, the conversation has to be started, and it doesn't have to all be on the man's part. And mm-hmm. when men are saying to women, and I think a lot of men would say this, when they're saying to women what they want, women have to be open to hear that. They can't just hear what they want to hear. They have to hear what the other party is saying. That's called listening, and it's called being participatory. And so a lot of men are afraid to say this, by the way. And mm-hmm. so, but women can't hear what men don't say. And mm-hmm. so I'm saying it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for saying it. May I ask you a question about that?
Absolutely.
Thank you. I want to preempt my question with a statement that I truly believe that when we desire something outside of us, it's because we're desiring it from ourselves. And so what I want to ask you with that belief in mind is, what part of you is resisting opening the conversation? What part of you is resisting the listening? That thing that you're asking for women to do, what part of you is not willing to do it yourself?
Right. No part of me is not willing to do it. What I'm talking about is the concept of impartiality, where all the burden for the heavy lifting of engaging with the opposite gender is not just put on the man, because that is that doesn't get the ball rolling as it should. It's got to be participatory, and it's got to be intentional. And I discuss this with women all the time. And women are talking about I hear what you're saying, first of all. But we obviously have to do things. We're in a real world. We're in a palpable world. And we have to do things. We have to effect things. We have to cause things. And so what I'm saying is women could act more in the causal relationship of just creating conversation is all I'm talking about. Because a lot of women are not in touch with themselves. I agree with that. And some men aren't either. But men can't overcome, obviously, the resistance, the false resistance, the disingenuous resistance that apparently exists. Mm-hmm. So unfortunately, men and women are at war with each other. And I'm just chiming in, you know, to you wonderful ladies, I'm sure you are, to say that women need to be more participatory. That's the basic thing I'm saying. And I was sharing with a woman just on another show recently, and she used the term aggressive. I said, no, the proper term should be assertive. And that's for the women who are interested in opening communication with men. Now, if they're not interested in opening communication with men, then continue to do the same thing they're doing. But if they are, we're asking women to share this responsibility, and we will reciprocate.
Yes.
my brother, what I hear in you is obviously a high level of education, and you're very intellectual, and I appreciate that. You're clearly a well-educated man. And what I'm sensing is that there, and, you know, actually, you know what? I'm going to back up from that. I'm going to back up from what I was going to say, because it feels like this isn't the time or place for that. So what, you know, my natural tendency is to go into exploring the depths of what's going on when a person has a request or demand or question or preference. Such as yourself, such as you asking women to be more participatory and more outstanding and more dynamic. And so I will simply say that I hear you, and I would love to have deeper conversation with you. And the deeper conversation that I would like to have doesn't feel appropriate for this arena.
Right. Well, and I appreciate that. But I'm saying the passivity and the avoidance just isn't working.
Well, I feel a lot of judgment coming from what you're expressing, and I guess that you'll likely deny that, and that's okay. But what I'm sensing in the energy is a lot of judgment and some angst and a little bit of pain, and I'll be
conclusion, and I am concerned. If you heard what I said a bit ways back, I said that marital relationships are now subordinated by singleness. And most people who are single don't want to be single, including women. And so I'm just offering a rational, practical methodology for approaching the problem, because obviously there's a problem. It's a communication breakdown. And I'm just saying that both parties have an obligation to reestablish the broken connection. Would you concur?
Yeah. Okay. Yes, I do. And my solution to the broken connection starts within the self. And so that will always be my answer. And I do want to repeat that while your suggestions are very clear and you do offer a solid methodology, that solid methodology is true for you and may not be true for every single person, every single woman, every single one that you're counseling. And so my methodology is to assist every person that I work with, whether they're male or female, because I do work with some men, but what's primarily drawn to me is women. But my solution is to assist them in discovering what methodology in a solid format will work for them. And that is why I am offering my gift of the temple tendering. It works for both women and men. It is not sexually exclusive.
Here's something I'd like to do. In the little time that we have left, one, I'd like to kind of wrap up. But, Mr. Solution, I'd like you to send me an email, because this is a great conversation that can be had for another show. So let me give you, Mr. Solution, our email address, and it is BarrettAll3@hotmail.com, because this is definitely a conversation that is needed. But as I said, right now we're going to have to cut the conversation short. So let me kind of just wrap up the show. But I really do appreciate your comment, and I'd love to just get in touch with you and see what we can set up. Okay, Mr. Solution, does that work?
Okay, you said Bear It All, and what was the
three.
Other? Alphabet or
it's
number, BarrettAll3?
Three, yes. At
as
Hotmail.
In the number three or spelled out?
Yes, sir, the number three.
Oh, okay. At hotmail.com?
Yes, sir.
Okay, sure. I'll shoot you a line. I'll send you a bio. I'll send you a little information, and we can chat about it.
Awesome. I would appreciate so much. Thank you, though, for calling in, and thank you for allowing me to put you on the spot.
Okay, thank
it.
You.
And thank you for challenging me. I appreciate it.
Sure.
Now, you say thank you so much. I appreciate it. That was fun. I love fun and interesting things. And I want to thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule for being here on Bear It All. And we will definitely, definitely have you back. I will definitely reach out to you outside of the show. I do want to have you back on, but I also want to reach out to you outside of the show.
Perfect.
And thank you.
I just,
my
just
pleasure.
Thank you so much for your gift for the listeners. Thank you for your authentic, open, genuine self that you brought to the show. And just being so transparent. That's so important in our line of work. And I truly do appreciate it. Thank you so much for defining the higher self and the lower self. And for focusing on the right relationships and for people standing in their authenticity. Again, if you guys want to reach out to Yashay, I'll give you her website, her email address. Sorry. It's Yashay, Y-E-S-H-E, at dancingwithhealingspirits.com. Look up her Facebook group. It's on Facebook.com, Feminine Community. Is that it?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
And the F and the F for feminine is capitalized, and the C for community is capitalized. I'm not sure if that makes a difference.
Okay, we got that. And also, she brought us a gift. If you want the gift, please go get the gift. The link is http://, that's the two dots on top of each other, // bit.ly/bear-it-all-gift, or a hyphen, whatever you want to call it. Don't write the word dash. Obtain this wonderful gift on Temple Tendering that she's bringing to us. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. I know we went over time, but I absolutely do appreciate you for being here, sis. Thank you so much for taking time out.
So much my pleasure. Thank you, and thank you for being a gracious host. You are wonderful. Thank you.
As always, have a great night, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. As always, I truly do appreciate my listeners. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And remember, your choices determine your destiny. Have a great night, and God bless.
Mm-hmm.